Hello and welcome to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma, and let's start with the news around a coronavirus vaccine. Well, UK has approved Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine and rollout is expected to begin next week. So this is one of the initial countries where Pfizer has actually applied for emergency approval and the country has authorized it. Britain on December 2nd, that is, said that COVID-19 vaccine will be rolled out for use from next week. The emergency authorization clears the way for the deployment of a vaccine that's expected to play a significant role in the global efforts that we know of. Apart from that, Russia will present Sputnik V COVID vaccine at UN today. So basically, Russia's health ministry registered the world's first vaccine for prevention of COVID-19, was developed by the Gamaleya Research Center. And now the health minister, Mikhail Morozko, will present the vaccine against the novel coronavirus at United Nations headquarters, is what international reports are telling us. And now we know that pandemic deaths are surging again in the US, and top US health officials have announced plans, as per Reuters, to begin vaccinating Americans against the coronavirus as early as mid-December, as nationwide deaths are hitting the highest number for a single day in 6 months. Some 20 million people could be vaccinated against COVID-19 by the end of 2020 is what these reports tell us. With that, let's come to the updates from India. The coronavirus caseload in India has touched 95 lakh, but the recovery rate stands at 94%. We are talking about infections being reported in a day, while the death toll has also climbed to 1,38,122, with over 500 new fatalities as of today morning. But when we talk about this active coronavirus caseload in India, it has dropped to 4.28 lakh after 132 days. So the lowest after 132 days comprises just 4.51% of the total coronavirus infections as per the health ministry. Mumbai-bound flight bookings drop 20% after Maharashtra makes COVID test mandatory. So from November 25th, RT-PCR tests have been made mandatory for air travelers from Delhi, Gujarat, Rajasthan and Goa who are entering Mumbai. Meanwhile, let's talk about the outskirts of Mumbai. Thane has detected 481 new COVID cases and 7 more deaths as of today. Meanwhile, Sunny Deol has tested positive for coronavirus. He will stay under home quarantine in Manali. So actor turned politician, he is a BJP MP. He took to Twitter to urge people who came in close contact with him to get themselves tested. Meanwhile, there were reports of Delhi reducing the price of RT-PCR test, the government cap price to rupees 800. Then Gujarat came with the news. Now Odisha government is capping price of RT-PCR test at rupees 400. It is actually cheapest in the country. 59% Indians are skeptical about COVID-19 vaccine and won't rush to take it as per IANS, is what a survey has cited. With chances of affordable vaccine likely to be available soon or within a few months as per reports, Indians have actually said they will not rush into it. There are many options, vaccine makers who might be putting emergency approval request with various countries. There is Pfizer, Moderna, Oxford, AstraZeneca. They have all released some pretty good efficacy results, but not all Indians are convinced. With that, let's move on to some of the global updates. Pakistan has approved initial funds to purchase COVID-19 vaccine. It has basically approved $150 million in funding to buy these vaccines, initially to cover the most vulnerable 5% of the population, is what the minister in Pakistan has said. Now let's come back to the US. CDC will shorten COVID-19 quarantine to 10 days, 7 with negative tests. So basically, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is set to shorten this period of recommended length of quarantine. So the new guideline will allow people who have come in contact with someone infected with the virus to resume normal activity after 10 days or 7 days in case they are tested negative. With that, Japanese Parliament has passed a bill to guarantee free COVID-19 vaccine for residents. That's some major step that the government has announced to make vaccination against the novel coronavirus free for residents, basically obligating the government to cover all costs. With that, let's come back to Europe. In England, there is discontent as Parliament votes to exit lockdown. So lawmakers have approved no new coronavirus restriction rules, but members of Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party showed growing oppositions to the measures. So much of England will, swap lockdown for less stringent coronavirus restrictions after Parliament approved new rules. And there is a revolt among lawmakers from Prime Minister's Conservative Party against these restrictions. So the rebellion by lawmakers who want to go further, as per reports, into easing public life and basically removing restrictions by fears that curbs could lay waste to large, hospitality industry and other industries in the economy. With that, let's come to Russia. On December 2nd today, Russia confirmed over 25,300 new coronavirus cases and a new record of 589 deaths. So Russia is still reeling under severe wave of the pandemic. Meanwhile, New Zealand has also confirmed another member of Pakistan team testing positive for COVID-19. Now the total tally has gone up to 8. So the positive result was confirmed by the Ministry of Health in its daily bulletin, as per the international reports, and the 8th member will join the 7 previously infected Pakistani players in quarantine, is what we know. Apart from that, a new study has confirmed, told us it's a possibility that COVID-19 infections may have been present in the US as early as December 2019. December 2019 is when, new coronavirus was actually confirmed in China. And in January, we had actually seen the wave, growing faster and then moving to other countries. But the findings of this report suggest that infections may have been present in the US earlier than, previously recognized. And the first case in the US was actually identified on 19th January 2020. But it would have been in the previous month itself. With that, we are wrapping up this edition of the Coronavirus Essential Podcast. Do log on to the Money Control website and app to get all the latest news and updates. Thanks for tuning in today. See you tomorrow.